Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Wonderful thing, recording devices. My partner James managed to invest early after he got hit by a city carriage in this very handy thing called a wax cylinder. They say it's going to revolutionize the way we get information. No need to write anything down. You can hear it directly from the source.
Oh, right. And where would this hypothetical wax cylinder even live? Your bodice? Mr. Stallion's hand-me-down ascot?
That was a gift.
No, you see, here's another thing I learned this weekend from my other partner, Madge. You can hide a lot in a lady's bustle. Priceless jewels, a stick of chewing gum, a full confession from Jonathan Crimeria himself.
Fascinating. Fox and Stallion by Ian Gears and Lauren Grace Thompson. Chapter 10, The Case of the Well-Earned.
No, don't worry about me, everyone. I'm fine. I'll just get all the bags, shall I?
Sorry, did you need help with those?
Did you know there are 17 steps up to our flat? Because I certainly do know... Holmes, what is that on the...
Well, 16 steps, if you're not counting the initial half step.
Holmes.
Which... I don't.
Are we doing that thing?
Additionally, if you take into account the broken sixth
where I make
step,
a facetious
could
comment,
could we really consider that 17
and you make
steps?
It exhaustingly literal?
Well, you are a doctor. Wouldn't you say being exact is paramount for the job?
Well, I would have said so, but I appear to have been demoted to the valet while I wasn't paying attention.
I will assist with the bags next time. Better?
I'll believe it when I see it. Now, what is that on our dining room table?
Ooh, I'm so happy you asked. Rather fascinating, actually. This little roly-poly is something called a phonograph. I've been exploring the quality of the recorded voice while I was waiting for you to finish. Very kindly and industriously bringing the bags up. One of the advertisers from the Standard sent it over after hearing about its involvement in the Fletchley case. More than likely hoping you will mention it in one of your little stories they're so fond of.
They're hounds, the lot of them.
They did also send champagne.
Oh, there may be hope for them yet.
If the note is to be believed, they thought we were on holiday.
We hope your holiday was restful, zestful, and ultimately unmolestful. Now time to pop this pain... for our favourite detective team's return. Zestful.
Unmolestful.
God, on holiday. In Dartmoor. Ooh, shudder to think. Oh well, I suppose it is time to pop this pain, as the note says. You know how I am about following rhymed orders on cardstock.
I certainly do.
Flute for you?
What's the region?
Champagne.
I'm fine.
Now suit yourself. By the by, I saw someone pop into 224 on my way up. Looked like a client.
Oh, yes. Poor man believes he's being haunted.
Really? How can you tell?
I'd hoped you'd be able to answer that for yourself.
Oh, right. Well, ignoring that this is clearly a trap. Mismatched tie and suit, hat unaccentedly popped, constantly looking over his shoulder... Sign of the cross 3 times by my count. So religious, paranoid, doesn't even feel safe on a crowded London street. Hence, followed by a ghost. Was that just remarkably bad?
No. I mean, objectively incorrect. But objective reality can be counterbalanced by a certain... artistic reality, of which you are certainly well-versed. Besides, I am growing quite fascinated with your thinking face. You are aware that eyebrow gesticulation has shown no correspondence with deductive reasoning.
Yes, I see how it is. relegated to the aspiring pupil once again.
Yeah, would you prefer friendly biographer or brother-in-arms? You can take your pick from the standard. There's a new one every day.
You know what? I'll take any improvement on valet, if I'm honest. Well, do you think we should go over?
Perhaps.
If needs must.
However, the standard does seem to believe that we're owed a holiday.
Are you saying you actually want a holiday?
Well, I mean, I'm not open to the idea.
All right.
You might even say I was favourable to it.
Right. But actually, well, well, I love that.
Oh, excellent. So, holiday.
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 2-2-1, off the clock.
Closed for business.
Unavailable.
Promised elsewhere.
Holiday mode engaged.
Indeed. What exactly does one do on holiday?
I haven't the foggiest. Oh, Marriage of Figaro is still playing at the warehouse.
Oh my, yes. I do love an eatable comedy.
Matinee, out by 5. Salmon for dinner. Nightcap, bed by 8.
My dear Watson, you may be a genius.
Valet to genius in, what was that, a minute?
4. What shall you do next?
Well, first I believe a toast is in order.
Then I believe I will take a flute. And you may fill that flute with champagne from champagne.
Very daring of you. So, to holidays?
To holidays. And to the considerate neighbours who give them to us.
To neighbours.
And Stallion is written and directed by Ian Gears and Lauren Grace Thompson. This episode was sound designed by Newt Shottacotti, and original music was composed by Baldemar. This episode featured Robert Kozlarik as Sherlock Holmes and Tom Crowley as John Watson. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker, or on our website, 224bbaker.com. Forks, Stallion, Holmes, and Watson will all return in Season 2 after a well-earned holiday.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy. Available now.